Thank you for calling Bank of America. If you are a stock analyst or investor calling with questions about our stock or the company, please press 1. If you are a vendor looking to provide any services to Bank of America, please submit all requests via our supplier website at www.bankofamerica.com/suppliers. For anything else, press 2. For quality purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Yep.
Thank you for calling Investor Relations. My name is Jessica. May I have your name, please?
Hey, Jessica. My name's Kelly Sutton.
Thank you, Ms. Sutton. And how may I assist today, ma'am?
Well, Jessica, I'm calling today. Is this the corporate headquarters of Bank of America?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I would like to reach the president CEO's office. Is that possible?
Well, you've reached our office. We handle here within the office of the CEO and president, corporate office, Bank of America, our investor relations as well. As an advocate in the corporate office, I'll be glad to assist in addressing any questions or concerns you have today, Ms. Stein.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me ask you, is Brian Monahan the president of Bank of America still?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All righty. And, well, I've got several people on the call with me, Jessica, and we are looking to talk with him, maybe set up an appointment with him, because we are looking to open up some very large accounts. And this is something that will need to be handled from his office and not just a small retail branch. And we would like to be able to set up a meeting with him. Can you arrange that for us?
I can. What I can do is forward an email on your behalf if you'd like to leave your name, contact information, email information, and forward it directly to the secretary in respect to that so that you can get a response. Aside from that, he accepts requests either via fax or physical mail, and I have both the address and fax number.
That would be great. Jessica, this is BZ Rieger, just another person on the call. I just have one question for you. The email address, brian.t.moynihan@bankofamerica, is that still a valid email address for the CEO?
No, ma'am. Regrettably, we're not able to verify for security measures his direct email. But once again, I'll be glad to forward an email directly to the secretary in reference to your concerns or what you guys are trying to achieve in reference to that meeting, or if, in fact, you're wanting to submit it on your own behalf as well. I do have the physical address for Brian Moynihan and his fax number.
Okay, that would be great. And also, if you could give us – we don't have that contact information for the board of directors as well.
The contact information for the board of directors?
Yeah. You know, usually there's a board of director communication address, physical mailing address, and then also usually with other, well, with Wells Fargo, when we were talking with them, there had a board of director communication email address. So it sounds like Bank of America doesn't do a lot with email, mostly fax and physical address. So those would be great.
Correct. Now, all of the above is within the same address. It's with our CEO and president's office, and that physical address is going to be 100 North Tryon, which is spelled T as in tiger, R as in Robert, Y as in yogurt, O as in October, N as in Nancy, Street, and that's in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28255.
Okay, and the fax number for Brian?
Okay, and the fax number, before we proceed to the fax number, the fact you're trying to direct that to Brian Moynihan or CEO, you want to make that attention Brian Moynihan. Board of directors are in the same office, so if in fact you want to make it to both, you can address it to the board of directors, Bank of America. And the fax number for Brian Moynihan is going to be 980-386-4578.
Okay, that's 100 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28255. And if when we're sending the fax, it would be either attention, the CEO, Brian Moynihan, or the Board of Directors, 980-386-4578.
Exactly, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can I ask you a question, too, for the scope of the business that Kelly had mentioned that we want to set up? This, we are all individuals, we're wanting to open up individual accounts, but we are from around the globe, and fairly large opening deposits from our global accounts that we'd be having open. So who would, from your experience, obviously if you're a liaison in the CEO's office, you have a lot of experience. From your experience, who would be normally the best person to help with that?
Let me get you a better name in reference to that. Bear with me just 2 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, just researching to get the proper name.
Sure, take your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Susie, I think it would be great, too, if she does go ahead and send an email as well.
Absolutely. That was my next thought.
Now, in reference to your concern, I would better address that to Ms. Catherine Bissant.
Could you spell that last name, please?
Mm-hmm. It's B as in boy, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, and T as in tiger.
And that was Catherine, correct?
Correct.
And her title, please?
She's actually in charge of our global technology and operations here at Bank of America.
All right. And how would I get in touch with her?
Same way, in submitting that information via physical mail or fax. It's in the same office.
Okay, great. And you had mentioned that you could get in touch with Brian's secretary for us and send an email about us calling. Could you go ahead and do that? And how would you go about letting us have confirmation of that.
There would not be a confirmation. Only confirmation I can promise is once there is an interest, they would respond to you directly. But what I can do is if you like to leave your name, email address, and a good form of contact phone number, I can go ahead and forward that information on over to a secretary.
Okay. Well, what we can do is both Kelly and I will give you our contact information, and that way you'd have two points of reference that could get back to us. Would that be all right?
That would be awesome.
Okay. So my name is Beezy Rieger, capital B, capital Z, no dots, no spaces. Last name is Rieger, R-I-G-E-R. And my email address is bzrieger, R-I-G-E-R, at gmail.com.
Okay.
And you could, I'll give you my cell phone.
Okay.
360-547-9518.
Okay, so 360-547-9518.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Rieger. Yes, ma'am, I'm all set, Ms. Sutton.
Okay, Kelly Sutton.
Okay.
And the email is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Killian, K-I-L-L-I-A-N, Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N, at gmail.com.
Okay. And phone number?
919-614-5801.
So just to confirm, I've got not...
Hello?
Ms. Rieger?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I lost sound for a minute. Could you repeat the question? Go ahead.
That's okay. I just wanted to confirm the phone number one more time with Ms. Sutton is 919-614-5801.
That's correct. And Jessica, I have one more question.
Okay.
I am looking to get clear title on a property that I have with Bank of America. Could you let me know who I need to talk to?
You needed to obtain a clear title in regards to property you own?
Yes.
Okay. Here with me. One moment. Let me get you the proper phone number for that.
Your birds are lovely.
Can you hear them?
Yeah.
They sing like crazy all the time. It's nice.
Now, the office that provides the actual clear title or release of that will accept the request via fax. Let me get the fax number for you. That's going to be 1-866.
Okay.
234.
Okay.
1855.
Okay.
And you want to reference your name, a good phone number to reach you at, and the actual property.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that would be it.
Is there a phone number?
No, they only accept at this point now requests via fax for that offer.
Okay.
And Jessica, I just have one last follow-up question for you. Since you are going to be forwarding our contact information to Brian's secretary, is that his administrative assistant or his head secretary?
The administrative assistant.
Okay, great. And could you just for clarity's sake, so if there's anything we need to give you further information while we have you on the line, if you could just let us know what information you would be relaying aside from our contact information, but regarding what it is in reference to, that would be helpful for us.
Sure. Basically, that you guys are looking to open up an account relationship with Bank of America with a substantial amount of funds that you willing to place into that account, and on the basis that it'll be a global account and wanted that point of contact. Once they receive the information, if there's an interest, they'll respond to either of you directly.
Okay, one point of clarification for you, if you would. It's individual accounts, and each account holder is located in different places around the globe as opposed to one global account. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and include that as well.
Great.
All righty, and ladies, were there any additional questions or concerns, anything else I may be able to assist with today?
No, you've been very helpful. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, Jessica.
You're very welcome, ladies. Have a great day.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So they like to keep everything because they've called so much flack from all of their things, they don't answer direct phone lines anymore, which is interesting.
But I like the different ways that they handle and, you know, a whole different way, even from the time that we met with Janet the first time. This lady, Jessica, was just a different mannerism and almost like maybe Bank of America is not feeling the pressure or like Wells Fargo was at the time, or maybe it was the time for us, or maybe Bank of America had so much.
Hang on 1 second. Andrew, you got to go on mute.
Okay.
Yeah, just go on mute because we can't hear over your background noise. There you go. Thank you. Go ahead, Kelly.
Maybe it's just Bank of America so used to the heat from all that they've been under. But anyway, I think we could have talked to her all day and she would have not lost her cool.
Right, absolutely. And she rolled perfectly well with just confirming what message she was going to deliver and was happy to have clarification on it and include that as well. So to me, you know, that's good. My suggestion would be that we what's interesting too is that after I thought about when I asked her about the email address for Brian, she actually did not say that isn't a valid email address. She said for security purposes, we can't confirm that over the phone, which tells me it's probably a good bet that's the direct email address. So, you know, we can go ahead and do something like that as well. And we can, what do you think about doing the same, just repurposing the stump letter to Bank of America and sending that out?
I think that's what we need to do this afternoon.
Okay.
And get that out. And I don't have access to fax, so anyway, but I don't, you know.
I do. I can fax it out.
Okay.
I just have a free fax account, so.
Okay.